there I was, Genesis mid-career, about 25 years in. Everyone thought in the band thought time to do a solo project, just a bit of variety. So we ran the Mechanics, Phil Collins' solo career, side by side for about another 25 years. And I enjoyed the writing of different people. We started with Paul Carrack and Paul Young back in 85, and had a lot of success with, luckily, Silent Running, songs like that, Oi Did a Miracle. And those sort of songs carried us through until Paul Young passed a few years ago, and we sort of wound it down. I thought that was it. And then about 6 years ago, I thought, I'm writing some songs, and I thought, they sound like Mechanics songs. So here we go again. Two great singers, Andrew Roachford and Tim Hauer, and we're back doing it.
Now, I want to speak more about the current music for you guys shortly. Just first, whenever I get people on who've been in the industry for quite a while, I like to find out their take on how things have maybe changed. Because when Mike and the Mechanics, and certainly when Genesis were first releasing music, it was about vinyl, it was about cassettes, and it was a big deal, the chart on a Sunday. By this point, it's about that digital world. I've seen about the album you've got, pre-orders on iTunes and so on. There's been streams on Spotify and things. I mean, the industry has just completely changed in that time.
I know, and it's I'm working out how it works, actually. In a sense, I've had the golden years, you know, from vinyl, cassette, CD to now. I worry about young bands because, you know, that early revenue from the sort of first couple of records you make, which keeps you going, has kind of gone away. And I think it's a little tough for them, but... it's not my time in that sense, so I wish them all luck.
Would you say, though, that back in the days of vinyl, it was, I don't wish to say easier because I don't think that's the right word, but as you say, you got that maybe that springboard. If your first track or two did well, that would allow you that time to then sit and be creative and work out where you were going from there.
Yeah, I mean, I had my first 3 years, which is way, way back, the first three albums, like an apprenticeship, you know. You made an album, did a tour. It didn't sell a lot, but you could learn your skill. Now it's high profile when it first comes out, which is a little bit harder. And of course, there are now so many bands. I mean, in my day, there was, you know, there's the Who and Us and the Stones and a bunch of bands, but there actually weren't that many bands. So it's a bit tougher now, I think.
So what about this new album? It came out over the weekend. Let Me Fly, the latest track is Don't Know What Came Over Me. You've already mentioned the fact that now vocalists for the band, it's been that revolution again where things have changed for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, I've done it before, changing singers, having gone from Peter Gabriel to Phil Collins. I know how it works. And it can work as long as the songs and the character of the band stays the same. As in Genesis, when Phil started singing, I think with the Mechanics, you know, people hear a song and they say to me now, that's a Mechanics song, has a certain sound and a character. So that kind of sound's carried on.
With the fact that there's Tim Hauer in the band who does some of the vocal roles, there's Andrew Roachford as well. Do they tend to maybe one leads on one song and one leads on a different, or is one more backing as a general rule?
No, it's very much, it just, I mean, the album worked out very well too. It's just two lead singers very much. You know, R&B voice is Andrew and a rock voice is Tim Hauer. It's kind of obvious actually which song they're going to sing. You can just sort of tell when we're writing, actually. It's written a bit around the voice, but it's pretty straightforward. It's an obvious choice.
And from a touring point of view, you guys, you've been around the UK in recent months, and I've looked on your website, and I'm seeing a lot of very cool European cities. Do you still enjoy touring, Mike?
I do, yeah. I mean, I tend to not do the sort of big old world tours that we used to do with Genesis, you know, where you go on January and come back the following January. This is a start and a finish date. It's great fun. And also, I think in this day and age, with all the streaming and stuff, the touring live shows have picked up in a way that surprised me.